The number of new HIV/AIDS patients starting treatment is below expectations due to COVID-related disruptions to testing and treatment, according to the World Health Organization. It is calling for global solidarity to maintain essential HIV services and ensure these services continue for children, adolescents, and populations most at risk for the disease. Meanwhile, UNAIDS says modelling of COVID-19's long-term impact on the HIV response suggests there could be more than 290,000 more new HIV infections in the next 2 years and as many as 148,000 more deaths. One good news, however, the first generic pediatric version of a crucial antiretroviral drug for babies living with HIV will soon be available in African countries. It will be strawberry-flavored and at a quarter of the current price. I'm Liling Tan in New York.